From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. After a month-long summer break, leading members of the Senate were back on Capitol Hill today for what promises to be a brief and highly contentious pre-election session. The Republican majority wants to keep the Senate focused on national security, an issue that has worked well for the GOP in the last two elections. Democrats say the nation has wised up to national security deficiencies that have been compounded by the war in Iraq. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Perhaps it was too much to wish for, but Senate Chaplain Barry Black opened today's pre-election session with this request of the Almighty.
Break the tensions of partisan divisions with the soothing music of unified effort.
And in the Senate chamber, it seemed at first that Majority Leader Bill Frist might have taken that message to heart.
It's election time, and the tendency is to make everything political. For the American people, we need to rise above this.
But if there's anything this session of Congress is really about, it is the upcoming elections, where Republicans' control of Congress is in jeopardy. Speaking to reporters outside the Senate chamber, Frist said he planned to keep the focus on national security during the four-week session. He also painted the Democratic minority as waving a white flag of surrender in what he called the war on terror.
Democrats have urged retreat from Iraq, and as we all know, that has become the central front in this war on terror and the war on Islamic fascism. And that's where this whole theme of cut and run has come up again and again as the Democrats have stood up supporting competing amendments on how quickly we withdraw.
Democrats replied that they're the ones in touch with reality. Here's the Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin.
The United States has to look at this in an honest fashion. When you ask the American people whether it's time for a new direction, two out of three say most definitely. And when you ask them what is the number one issue that brings you to that conclusion, it's the war in Iraq.
And Democratic leader Harry Reid said if anyone's dropped the ball on national security, it's his Republican colleagues.
They've stood with President Bush when he says, we're not leaving Iraq as long as I'm president. That's wrong. They may think it's smart political strategy, but we know from what's happening around the world, it's a failed security policy. Each day this Republican government stays the course in Iraq, America grows less safe.
Democrats do intend to push in the Senate for a vote of no confidence on Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, but Reid was vague when asked for more details.
At this stage, we haven't finished the amendment, but it'll be an amendment that will be directed toward the civilian leadership of the military.
GOP leader Frist, for his part, refused to speculate on how he'd handle an effort by Democrats to hold a non-binding vote on ousting Rumsfeld.
And if they want to inject, which is a purely partisan political amendment or resolution, I will address it.
But in the meantime, Frist said the Senate will try to finish defense and homeland security spending bills, presumably leaving the 11 other unfinished annual spending bills for after the election. He also said the Senate will try to pass legislation setting up military tribunals and facilitating a domestic surveillance program that a federal judge has ruled illegal. And Frist said he did not know whether Congress will act on stalled immigration legislation.
What I do know is that through the appropriation bills, the defense appropriation bill and the homeland security appropriation bill, that we will put heavy resources on making our borders secure and make sure that the people come across those borders come across legally or they don't come across at all. So you will see action along our border for sure. In terms of a larger bill coming through in the next month, it really depends on, I'll have to talk to the Speaker.
But by every indication, House Speaker Dennis Hastert has no intention of passing an immigration bill before the election. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.